are going to pray and declare like you really mean it. Father, the longer I live, I know you didn't give thought to it. The longer I live, the brighter I will shine. The implication is that my best days are still ahead of me. And God blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. They go from strength to what? Strength. All of them that appear before God in Zion. The pathway of a righteous shines, what's that? Brighter and brighter. The longer I live, the brighter I will shine. And is there a reference point to all of that? Yes. Billy Graham shined brighter until he died. Kenneth Hagin shined brighter until he died. Kenneth Copeland shined brighter until he died. And we are seeing men of God today who are in their 60s and 70s and they are still shining brighter. I was watching Pastor W.F. Kumuyi at the age of 80. And Pastor W.F. Kumuyi said, "You can see me." He said, "I am strong." He said, "And you don't know who is a strong man until you meet somebody whose brain cells are going down." He said, "Mine is not going down. My brain is still sharp." At that age, the man is still hosting crusades from city to city, proving indeed that the longer you live, the brighter you shine. Would you lay your hands on your head? If you have your prayer shawl, release it upon yourself and declare with power as much as you can. My Father, my God, as I grow older, my destiny will not go into retirement. The older I live, the brighter I will shine. The older I live, the brighter I will shine. Open your mouth and speak to God. The older I live, the brighter I will shine. The older I live, the brighter I will shine. Somebody release it. Declare it. Please, this is a serious moment of prayer. The older I live, the stronger I will become. The older I live, the richer I will become. The older I live, the more glorious I will become. According to your word, no cancer in my future, no death in my future, no shame in my future, no reproach in my future. I will not be an invalid. I will not be disabled. I will not be rendered useless. Hey! Come on, push it up. Jesus' name we pray. Can I have a great amen in the house of God? Oh, come on. Can I have a born again amen in the house of God? Please, because you are here and direct in the house of the Lord, I'd like you to put that mantle on your head. It's serious. Oh, those of you that can afford to buy it, I don't know why. Maybe you are still playing religion. I'm sure by now you should know that we will not do anything in this house that is not word-based. I hope you don't catch up late. Amen. Praise God. So make sure you get something you can shroud yourself in. It's symbolic of the word of God. Don't allow religion to kill you. Amen. So find something to hold on to. Thank you, Father. So I have seen men fade away in old age. The older they get, the more they fade away. Almost fulfilling the song, fading away like the stars of the morning. I'm not the star of the morning. No, sir. No, sir. Our best days are still ahead of us. Our best years are still ahead of us. That is why suicide is not our portion. Why die now when your best years are just about to happen? Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the hearts of men what God has in store for us. I should give up now. Why now? I decree and I declare over you, in the name of the sovereign Son of a living God, just keep the instruments going. I speak over you from today, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the older you get, the stronger you will become. The older you get, the richer you will become. The older you get, the brighter your paths will shine. The brighter your paths will shine. The more glorious your life will become. If you receive a shout of big amen in the house. Said the older he gets, the brighter he becomes. And Abraham was well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. The Lord had blessed him. What? You are ever sorrows. Okay. The Lord had done what, sir? Bless him in all things. I feel an eruption in my spirit. And that's something I believe in. I was hanging out with my mom today, and we're just having some conversation on serious matters between son and daughter. And you know what just hit me when I was talking with my mom? I'm saying, imagine my mom at this age, sir. My mother stepping into a shop that is fully in her name, that belongs to her. Something she did not have in the beginning of her life. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? And the Lord said to me, he said, son, that is latter days becoming better than beginning. I stand in the place of prayer and I speak over your life. You will never have a better last year. That amen is not born again. You will never have a better last year. You didn't hear what I just said. I said you will never have a preceding better last year. I decree that 2022 shall be more glorious, shall be more better, shall be exceedingly greater than the years you've ever seen. Become 1,000 times more. Become 1,000 times more. Become 1,000 times more. If you receive a shout of big amen in the house, awesome. Give the Lord a mighty hand clap. Would you help me appreciate our pastors for the prayers they've been leading throughout this week? No dull moment in the place of prayer. We welcome all our online audience. And we pray that the Lord will richly bless us tonight. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Can we just quickly take a look at our just a little portion of the scripture that we've all appealed to lately? First Kings, please remain standing as we look at that scripture. First Kings chapter 18 is going to be my consideration. And now, as soon as you're taking your seats, I'd like you to invite your family members and friends, because trust me, today God is going to build on everything we've heard. If you thought you've heard something, you've not heard anything yet. First Kings chapter 18 in verse 30. We're going to read from there. Then Elijah said to the people, "Come near unto me." So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. That marks the end of our conversation for now in terms of the reading of the text. Father, I ask that you take my tongue, make it like the pen of a ready writer. Cause me to speak a word in season to a man, a woman, a boy, a girl who is in dear need of your word. I pray that you bypass my preparation. Take this moment and let it be for you alone. Wing my words by the power of your spirit and cause it to penetrate the deepest of hearts. Re-engineer, reposition. And we decree by your spirit that, Lord, today you will cause us to be on the path of destiny. Let our lives shine brighter and brighter this year. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Can I have a good amen in the house of God? Awesome. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you. So I started talking to you about repairing your altar for wonders. Everything is powered by something. Good to see you guys. Great work. Everything is powered by something. Please, sir, begin to play your keyboard. Suspend yours. Begin to play. All right. You suspend. Stay on suspend. Just keep it on suspension. And you just play any melody you want to play. I just want to show you something. Play beautiful something that all of us like. All right. Please, can I have Pastor Success come? No, go ahead with your job. Just keep playing. I said everything is powered by something. Keep playing, sir. Keep playing. Now get close to him, sir. Find the power cord. You know the power cord? Pull the power cord out. Pull it out. Go off. He is still playing. Play it harder. We can't hear him. He's still playing. But we can't hear him. He is still working very hard. But it's not noticeable. Why, sir? He has been disconnected. Take off yours. He has been disconnected. So efforts don't count anymore. The only thing he has to show, efforts. He has efforts. He's working very hard. But there is nothing powering. Somebody somewhere disconnected him. Something somewhere disconnected. The worst thing that can happen to him is for him to keep playing, not knowing he is disconnected. And Samson wist not that the power of God had departed from him. Keep on playing, sir. He's still playing. Just like you can be playing in church and not know you are disconnected. Just like you can be preaching and not know you have been disconnected. Just like you can be singing and not know that you've been disconnected. So you have artistry, but you do not have the anointing. How many disconnected people do we have in church? Playing, but not powered. The reason why we come to a meeting like this is to first recognize that I am playing but disconnected, preaching but disconnected, ministering but disconnected, leaving but disconnected. And then the next thing is to stop playing, stop, and recognize that you've always played and the sound is not being heard. It's time to stop playing, because you can continue like this for the rest of your life and nobody's going to ever hear you. It's time to pursue what is missing. Find the chord, find the connection, and get reconnected again. Push it back to him. Connect him back again. Connect him back again. Connect him back again. See, those that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. There is something I noted. Can you see something that happened? When he was connected, he had to wait for the system to boot again. Lord have mercy. He had to wait. It's not about being in a hurry to begin to play. It's about making sure you get a signal that tells you you're ready, you're ready, you're ready. I really hope that tonight I can help some of us here. Oh yes, Lord. And then now we can have melodies coming from your camp. We can have sounds coming from your camp and skills coming from your camp. Now we can have you notice again. Play around, my friend. We can begin to notice you again. We can, let's see. You see, the point is you want to be noticed, but you don't want to be connected. Everything, thank you, sir. Everything is powered by something. Everything is powered by something. Everything is powered by something. Every success is powered by something. Nothing just happens. Whatever happens, we said that there is no effect without a cause. Even favor is caused. Somebody said, but favor is the unmerited gift of God. Then I want you to imagine how many have the unmerited gift and the favor of God upon their lives. There is a predisposition that causes favor to be your, to become your life's experience. I'm going to be praying for you here tonight. If in the country you are in, you are Africans. And for those who are in Brazil, right now all over the world, everybody's recognizing that there are dimensions you can't sustain without certain altars powering you up. And particularly for those of us in Africa, you know very well that offices are sustained by altars. You will be damaging yourself to think that you only get a job by just having a good suit, by having a good dress, by having a good look, by having a good CV. It's gone beyond that. I believe in the principles of business, organized location and all those stuff, and all the things you have to do. Having a good business proposal and all those stuff. Location, location, location. Good logo, good brand, you know, presentation, all those stuff. I love them. But listen to me. In a world that is spiritual, the world is spiritual, it is dangerous to rely on only the physical. And then you get down to the place and they say, look, we love your presentation. Have you not been hearing that? We love your presentation. In fact, somebody will come from the place and tell you yours was the best. But why were you not chosen? Somebody and I were talking today and she said to me, she said, Pastor, everything was working in our favor. Just when we were supposed to be given the stuff, at the nick of time, things changed. So I have seen men who said to somebody, my son, I'm going to give you a job. As that they were committed to giving the job. And at the last minute, you are civil servants, you know what it's at the last minute, they call it brainwave. At the last minute, when he held his biro and was to sign, another person who had not been part of the process entered the office. And the person, look at the person, someone coming from a strange altar. And just look at the person and say, oh God, well done, we just come to see you. I heard there's a job here and they're going to give it to me. They will tell him, you're going to give it to me, sir. Sir, I was seated with someone whom a governor had already told. Everything was settled. Sir, he was part of campaign. He was part of the process. Everything, he spent money. He was always with the governor. And just the night before they would release the lease, midnight, he had been told to go home. Everything sealed. We're made to understand that just in a moment, somebody has showed up. And that's how they gave it to somebody who was never part of the equation. We're talking about altars. We live in a day whereby it is altar versus altar. What is prevailing in the marketplace now, what is prevailing in the workplace is altars. People have said to us clearly, Pastor, I woke up and I noticed that my business, suddenly things were not working. And one day, they found something strange around their altar, around their business location. Some people said it was a little graffiti writing. In the Western world, somebody come and put a graffiti mark on the walls, and you will take it to be an innocent child playing, not knowing they've created an access way to your workplace. We live in a day now, sir, where all people want to do is establish portals. If they can't create physical portals, they want to become human mobile portals. That anywhere I enter, Satan enters. Just like anywhere you want to enter, Christ must enter. You cannot be nonchalant. Declaring it's my year of this and that won't change anything. Your altar must be on fire. There must be fire on your altar. Look touch, but command fire. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Let them underestimate you when they see you and think that you are a flashy young girl and a flashy young man. But when you open your mouth to pray in the Holy Ghost, they will be shocked at what is coming out. The voltage that will be coming out from your tongues, that when they hear you pray in tongues. I'm tired of fine face without fire in the heart. You will never be slappable again. You will never be excusable again. So I am living in the midst of, see, you may not know, I hear things every day that amazes me. A mother entered into the life of her daughter. A mother entered the life of her daughter. Saw the daughter's 9-bedroom mansion. He knows what I'm talking about. Saw the daughter's 9-bedroom mansion. And the mother fell in love with the prosperity of her daughter. And the mother advised the daughter and manipulated her out of her marriage. Pastor Joy, you open your mouth. It's called world. See, Paul the apostle said the whole world lieth in wickedness up till now, not in righteousness. You are the righteousness of God, but the world lies in wickedness. You will be absolutely naive to your own disadvantage to think that you live in a good world. Good houses doesn't mean you live in a good world. That people drive good cars doesn't mean we live in a good world. That you have good roads in your country doesn't mean you have a good world. The mother manipulated the girl out of her marriage. One of the days, Pastor Shew, we were praying and we engaged in some serious dimensions of prayer. And I began to say, let the backbone of everyone that is acting as an enemy in your life be broken. Let the Lord begin to expose the enemies within your camp. Something just told her, go home. As she went to the house, as she entered through the kitchen, as she entered into the house, something just told her, go straight to the bedroom. She entered the bedroom and met her own husband sleeping with her mother. The mother became so defiant that the mother carried the father, took him back to Lagos, and came back to resume in her daughter's house as a madam in charge. That's a mother. And the husband too, sir, under strange influence, the man made up his mind he was not leaving. So much so that when the mother relocated to Lagos, the man began to leave Abuja. He would go to Lagos, go and spend time with the mother and come back in the presence of the father. I come in the name of Jesus because you thought I was sharing a story with you. Whosoever is envious of what God is doing in your life, and the person is scheming, the person is thinking, the person is plotting your downfall, their hearts are full of hatred towards you, they feel your arrogance because of what God is doing, I decree and I declare that the Lord silenced them in darkness. Their altars will not speak. Their altars will not prosper. Their altars will not prevail. If they divine a mischief, it will fail them. If they conjure witchcraft, it will fail them. If they speak to the wind, it will fail them. If they speak to the sun, it will fail them. If they speak to the moon, it will fail them. If you serve a living God, let your amen erupt like thunder. I pity your future if your altar is broken. A damaged altar is a damaged future. Zakato El Bara Soziata Kikemonda Sozia. Pastor, I've seen gifted men. Ah, Africa is filled with gifted men. Emon Sekato Yazaba Eramanto Kabaskotia Shotana no Zekatia. How strong is your altar? Are you not gifted? Did you hear what David said? Is there not a cause? David said, well, the way you are being messed up, look at us who are supposed to be mountain dwellers. How did we get to the valley? David said, is there not a cause? Are you not supposed to be more than this? Are you not supposed to be greater than this? Come in the name of the sovereign Son of the living God. Your destiny begins to explode. Your amen needs grace. Your destiny begins to explode. Your destiny begins to explode. Your destiny begins to explode. It is altar vessels. Hello. When Elijah came to the children of Israel, so by this time Israel was in a famine, Israel was in confusion, Israel was in a mess. Elijah came, he said, I know why these things are like that. He said, the reason why you guys, Israel got to a point, sir, whereby the Bible said they did not know their left from their right. Why halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, and if Baal be Baal, mediocrity took over Israel. Elijah said, I know what is sponsoring this wickedness. He said, prophets of Baal, set up an altar. He said, I will also set up an altar. He said, the altar that brings down fire. Please watch this carefully. He didn't say the altar that produces fire. He said, the altar that attracts fire. Zakatuzi ateba. Am I talking to somebody, sir? Every altar can generate fire, but we're looking for altars that can pull down fire. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Somebody say, my father, say from today, I receive fire on my altar. You don't need to wait for me. You don't need to wait. People are contacting fire already. And you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire coming from heaven. Fire coming from heaven. You will never be fireless again. You will never be fireless again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to me. Elijah said, set up your altars. And they cried from morning till evening, and Baal could not respond. Can I challenge you? I'm going to say it again. Altar versus altar. They raised up their altar. Elijah raised up an altar. The greatest mistake they made was to bring the altar of Baal close to a living altar. Pananosi kamonde diada, sira mondara kosidara, shana na nosi, era da basha, era nandosi, kando bela susi, era basusi. So they brought the altar of Baal close to the altar of the living God. It reminds me, sir, of the ark of God beside the ark of Dagon, before Dagon himself. Anyone that tries you after tonight, they are going down for your sake. Your amen needs to be born again in this house. I said, anyone that tries you from today, they are going down for yourself. So, Pastor, the Bible says they put the ark of God beside the ark of Dagon. Elijah raised an altar, and they raised an altar. What an error. You can operate your altar around a fireless altar, but you don't come near a man whose altar is still on fire. You're about to round up your assignment. Anyone using an altar to try to derail your destiny, I stand over your requests and I decree and declare, their altars shall be consumed by the fire of God. If I were you, I'll be calling for fire on my altar. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on me. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on me. As the days of men, as the day. I want you, God sent me this morning, this evening, God sent me to see altars ignited so that nonsense can stop. Altars must be on fire so that nonsense can stop. Ah, how can your family be without somebody whose altar is alive? How can you get to destiny with a fireless altar? How can you blow with a fireless altar? I know you are gifted, but where is the fire on your altar? Hear me and hear me well. I can see people praying here. In Jesus' name, listen carefully so your heart can be on fire. You don't want to miss this. I said it's altar vessels. Don't miss tomorrow. I want to set you up. I can't even handle what I came to share today. So the Bible says Elijah placed an altar and they made a mistake to come and raise their own close to his own. You know why they had the effrontery to do that? They have raised their altar before so many priests who were fireless. Sir, it was so bad in Israel that prophets have gone into hiding. The altars of this man have sent believers, so to say, into hiding. When you hear Christians calling you and say, Papa, the man I'm dealing with is a very powerful man, very powerful. The witch is a very powerful, is a powerful witch. Those are witches whose altars have sent many into hiding. Sir, I was talking to a lady who is an SA to a minister, a serving minister. And she said, Daddy, I said, yes. She said, my fellow SA has my minister in his hand. That the guy is ruining my minister. And he said, the moment my minister will make a decision in the absence of the guy, but the moment the guy comes, he overturns it. He says, sir, I told my essay, my minister. I said, sir, can't you see what this boy is doing? He said, yes, I understand. But let's just allow him. He says, sir, this guy is ruining you. He is helpless. And they said, everybody knows the guy. He's a powerful guy. Because every weekend he goes to Niger State to go and secure power from altars. Eh? That's the place now. I mean, you all know that one. Abuja is not new. We were praying for one of our men to ascend to a position. Pastor Paul, one of our men to ascend to a position. And all of a sudden, Mama had a revelation. Mama saw certain things. I'm not going to mention them. Mama saw certain things. And Mama told us to carry out some prophetic acts. And as I was praying, I said, God, why did you show Mama this? And the Lord said to me, he said, son, he said, somebody has gone to bury something because of that same position. You are busy. Do you know? I feel for Christians. Haven't you noticed they've gotten rid of us from positions and we can't talk? All we are doing is on social media. Position so and so. This one. Position so and so. Position that has gone to now. So what are we doing? We have gone into hiding because all that are speaking in our city. Sir, a week or two later, the man called us and he said, sir, he said they just got to know that somebody had gone to bury, is it 50 or 500 cows for the same position? Mama, you say, hey, Shebi, we are the ones in church. Common offering. You can't give God. Common offering. Look at your life. See where you did. Come when it comes offering. The moment you hear money, poverty spirit will capture you. And where you they go? Look at your life. How much have you become? There is one that holds more than is necessary and tender to poverty. But there's one that scattereth. Call him a fool. There is one that scattereth, but yet increaseth. Haven't you seen fools amongst us? No, haven't you seen fools amongst us? I'm talking about fools who scatter. Have they reduced? And those of you who are wise gatherers, how much have you become? Sir, it is so bad in churches that when people are prospering, they don't want the church to know. But when they have need, the church must pray. But when they are prospering, they hide it. Who needs your money? Who needs your money? We are in the season of first fruit, Abi. Sir, there are people under the sound of my voice. From the beginning, this is, they believe Reverend Samuel, but first fruit, na lie. First guinea, I'll carry my, see problem? You are a rebellious person because ownership is rebellion. Haven't you studied in the year? The first fruit you did not release, you paid it back in several ways. It happens. Sir, as we are speaking on our streets, haven't you noticed new houses? You know what's going on now? People at the top are colonizing Malams. We don't share priests anymore. Sir, what that means is that I will call Pastor Shane. Pastor Shane, come here. Pastor Sunday, come here, sir. Pastor Shane, I will build him a house. Buy him any car. Be paying him personally. Pastor Shane is not allowed to minister his priesthood to any other person. We don't share priesthood anymore. I'm telling you what is going on in our city. They don't, listen, as I'm talking to you, one of the most respected office in this country that is supposed to be a security office, there is a place there where the man who administers an altar is given a space in a security office. Pastor Sunday is a priest to somebody else, raising altar and servicing the altar on behalf of somebody else. Are you your own? Do you know how much they pump into the altar? That's why they are ascending over you. Rising up. Your altars are fireless. Your altars lack sacrifice. Your altars have no investment. Just loud mouth. I will climb the top. On top of waiting. Haven't you seen what you've not climbed? How you've not climbed? I came to stir you up. I came to stir you up. The more you hear 20, sir, there are people under the sound of my voice. For 20 years, you can't ever remember carrying 100,000 and give to, it's too much for God. Abba, it's too small, it's too big for God. 100,000? Well, not even if I dare mention 1 million. Wickedness. Altars without sacrifice. I don't know how they will carry fire. Elijah said, before we call for fire, he said, put stone, arrange in order, pour water, type of the word. He said, put a bullock, no sacrifice, no altar without sacrifice commands fire. Are we okay? Mind your office. Kai. You see people wear uniform. And you don't know what is under the uniform. You see people wear agbada. And you don't know what is under agbada. And you just come. You don't have prayer life. No prayer life. No sacrifice. Nothing. Come on, climbing to the top. I am reaching the moon. I am reaching the ceiling. I am reaching everywhere. Gather unto me my saints who have made covenant by what, sir? Esoros. Okay, now you are behaving. Covenant by what, sir? Where's the sacrifice? Sir, there was a time in our life when we give first fruit. We all know, I take you along. From the beginning of the church, I will, so daddy, during the days of Pastor Motosho, am I correct, Pastor? I will take my pastors, we will carry his life there. I was showing them how to do it. On behalf of the church and on behalf of my family. Somebody won't see that root. And the person will be envying your fruit. We go to a point, sir, whereby, what are you talking about, first fruit? How much? At a point, we now say to ourselves, how much is our income at the beginning of the year? Is that what you now call first fruit? At a point, God will slap you if you give certain things. Will you give that to your governor? At a certain time, God expects more from you. To whom much is given? Much is what? Your prayer requests keep changing. The only thing that never changes is your giving. We're talking about altar. He raised an altar. Get ready now. We're about to pray. He raised an altar. Elijah and the prophets of Baal raised their own altar. They put sacrifice on their altar because they know how it works. Elijah put sacrifice. He allowed them first to demonstrate all their wickedness. Hear what the Lord said I should tell you. Men of God, go and sit down. The Lord said I should tell you, I have allowed them first. They have been the one bragging in town. They have been the one talking, you cannot have a child. You cannot have a husband. You cannot have a house. You cannot have a dog. You cannot have this. The Lord said, I have allowed them to be the ones reigning. I'm about to shut them down. I didn't hear an amen from you. I said, God is about to shut them down. I said, your God is about to shut them down. Place your hand on your head. I said, your God will shut them down. Elijah allowed them first. They made all the statements they can make. He allowed them all day. They have had all the day. The Lord said it's about to take over now in the night. Just when they thought it was over. Just when they thought there is no more fire that can come in the night. Well, we serve a living God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God who does the impossible. And that God is about to show up. Show up in your family. Show up in your business. Show up in your ministry. Somebody say, my father, say, show up. Pastor, the Bible puts it this way. At the time of the evening sacrifice, right? Altar versus altar. Back to the house of Dagon. The ark of God was in the same room with Dagon. Just like many of you now will be walking in the same room with people in the psychics. You'll be walking in the same room with people who are into voodoo and juju. Trust me, that's where you walk. That's where you walk. You walk with people in juju. You walk with people who are voodoo. The sad part is that some of us have them in our families. The worst thing that can happen is to have them in your church. Sir, at night, power past power. At night, when Dagon wanted to go into operation at night, that's why the Bible says when men slept, Dagon wanted to come out. He didn't know he was dealing with a living altar. And the Bible says, and the Lord himself woke up. I said, Dagon, where are you going to? Dagon, where are you going to? just when their charms are about to rise, your God will arise first. Who am I praying for? Just when their incantation is about to leave their mouth, the Lord will shut their mouth. Just when they're about to point at you, the Lord will paralyze their hands. Just when they're about to execute their plans, the Lord will shut down their plans. Somebody shout a big aim. Pastor Promise, today God wanted to go into operation to wreck the lives of God's people. And the Lord said, I'm here. The first one, what the Lord did, what broke his hand, Abby. Sir? Broke his hand. Those of you that know biblical arrangement. He fell down, Abby. Face down. He faced down. He faced down. You remember the testimony of the lady who said the man in the village said that she will never be married as long as he's alive. And we were praying and we said, Father, let the backbone of your adversary be broken. And that same day, same time as we were praying, the man fell down, face down, and died. When I prophesied, Pelataya died. When I prophesied, Pelataya died. When I prophesied from an active altar, Pelataya died. As you prophesy, sickness will die. As you prophesy, shame will die. As you prophesy, poverty die. As you prophesy, reproach die. They gone face down. Later, sir, his hands were broken. Kogboro. Hand break. Nobody tells the wicked to wake up again. You are not getting the lesson. You are not getting the lesson. They don't give up like that. When they came and found him, they raised him back. Whosoever is raising anything up again, if you are not, if your amen is not in this house, I know you are a conspirator against your own destiny. Whosoever is raising up an altar again, again, for your sake, for your family, for your business, I decree and I declare it will fall again. They don't get tired. Enepokate. Pray in the Holy Ghost a few seconds. Tarko pelanoza. Poronos. Kata barata. Invite fire on your altar. Shade talabosia. Pratala. Retomondeka. Bala kateria. Shatemon de la bar, Dananasia, Pratadosa Kata, Iparosia Tasi, Shama, Eladasia, Pratas Kelata, Inodo Shamade Tiata, Casey. In Jesus' name, you will never be the same again. If I be your pastor, if I be your pastor, and you're a proper child in this house, the end of defeat come in your life today. If I be your pastor, from today, everything that has made you to cry comes to an end today. Dagon, please, you didn't hear what I said. When Dagon wanted to go into operation to hurt the children of God from a living altar, God shut him down. But they came back. They came back to raise him up again. Have you noticed some things in your life? Just when you thought you are done with them, they resurface again. Who am I talking to? Some addiction that you thought you are done with, resurface again. Some challenges you thought you are done with, some levels you thought you are done with, they raise it up again. Whosoever is raising up again what you have said goodbye to, they shall not raise such up again. Get the anointing already. I want this anointing to be open as I'm speaking. Hear me and hear me well. When I said they shall not raise it up, some of you don't understand. Can I speak biblical language in case you don't understand? Affliction shall not rise again. I said affliction shall not rise again. Whosoever wants to make you see the pain you saw in 2021, I decree and I declare, you will not see it. You will not suffer it. Whatever made you cry in 2021 that the devil is trying to raise again, I decree and I declare, it fails from inception. You didn't hear me? It fails from inception. So here's how it goes. The Bible says they try to raise it up again. Just like they are trying to raise it up again. They want the affliction to rise up the second time. So God broke the hand. Pastor, broke the hand. They raised it up again. God said, hey. So you still want to raise up? Okay, God said, I want to round up the chapter. I want to round up this battle. Speak to Jerusalem. Say to her, your warfare is ended. This warfare must end now. Who am I praying for? I said this warfare must end now. I said this warfare, by the mystery of this oil, the warfare ends now. And that night, with broken hand, they got see when to go into operation. And our God said, I will round up your case. Brought him down to pieces, broke his neck, cut off his head, rounded up. Because once the head is cut off, that means there is an end to the administration itself. The head is the administration. Am I talking to somebody here? I come in the name now of Jesus, the Son of a living God. And I decree and I declare that by the mystery of this oil coming over your head, I decree from tonight, the head of the wicked is cut off. The source of their strength is destroyed. Their backbone is destroyed. I will continue tomorrow, but hear this. I'll continue tomorrow, but hear this. The Bible says at evening, Elijah said, come near my people, come. And everybody got close. And Elijah said, pour water, pour water, pour more water. Pastor Sunday made a very powerful revelation yesterday. How do you pour water in a time when we need water? Those who hold on to water don't receive fire. Did you hear that? That's why there's no fire of wealth in your life. No fire of prosperity. You are holding on to the water of your seed. Pour water. How can I pour water when we have so much need around us? There's no even water. You didn't even say we should pour a cup. Ghana said we should pour. So, eh? Thank you, sir. He said, you want to see fire consume the altar? He said, pour water to overflow the altar. Sir, 12 buckets. Pastor Success, 12 buckets until the altar was overflowing with water. God said, when you pour it to the overflow, you will see fire you've never seen. And the Bible says, Elijah prayed a prayer. He said, let the God that answered be by fire, let him be God indeed. He said, Lord, answer me that these people may know that their hearts may be turned back to you. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? And the Bible said, when he was praying, Hekataya, fire came from heaven, not from the altar. I'm tired of people generating fire. Too many generated fires in the church. When we use instruments to generate fire, when we use ambience and lights to generate fire. No, sir, there was no lights in the upper room. Am I talking to somebody here? No keyboard in the upper room, no sunset in the upper room. That is where real fire is generated. Without instruments, without assistance, can we call down fire from him? And the fire came. That's where we're going tomorrow. Fire will fall on your altar. Why must fire fall? As soon as fire fell on his own altar, the Bible said they were slaughtered. Sir, the moment you begin to carry fire, you start rounding up the operation of false prophets. The moment fire falls on your altar, witches and wizards run out of business. Juju priests run out of business. The reason they are attacking you in the dream is because your altar is fireless. I pray tonight that by the mystery of this oil being released upon you, you will begin to encounter the fire of God from tonight. Can I get an amen in the house of God? Father, we decree and declare that every altar will be set on fire. As we come into his presence, your altar will be set on fire. And from this moment, oppression shall be no more. Affliction shall be no more. Reproach shall be no more. Every attack on your life from strange altars, they come to an end now. We thank you, our God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. As this oil comes on your children, Father, set our altars on fire. Set our altars beyond the reach of the wicked in the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, my pastors are going to reach out to you. Please, they are going to move around. We will continue tomorrow. They are going to reach around. You don't want to miss out tomorrow. Now, I said I was going to do something here today. I want to show you, number one, what the absence of fire can do in families, in lives, and what the presence of fire will do. So we're going to hit that dimension tomorrow by the grace of God, so that we can take it up to the next level. Please, quickly, my pastors will go to the back so that you don't have to all come to the front. Please, let's move towards the children's section. Hey, you are the Lord that I answered by fire. You are the Lord that I answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah that I answered by fire. You are the Lord that I answered by fire. For everybody watching online,
you are the Lord.
Everybody watching online, place your right hand on your head in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that even as we have been anointed here, I decree that the hand of the Lord rests upon you. The power of God rests upon you. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon you. That from this moment, your prayer altar will be on fire. And the enemy will not be able to exact upon you. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon you. Will not rest upon your family. Will not rest upon your children. I decree and declare on everyone watching online that the hand of the Lord rests upon you. In Jesus' name.
You are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. And answer by fire.
As you get anointed, go back to your seat and begin to say, Lord, I receive fresh fire. Fire. Fresh fire.
You are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. That answered by fire.
Hey!
You are the Lord that answered by fire.
Hey!
You are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah.
Come on, somebody. Begin to pray. I said, Father,
you are
set
the Lord
my altar
Jehovah.
Fire.
Answered by fire.
Somebody say,
you are the Lord.
Open your mouth.
And
say, my Father,
fire.
My Father.
Hey, you are the
fire.
Lord. That answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. Answered by fire. You are the Lord that answered by fire.
Hey,
you are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. That answered by fire. Hey, you are the Lord. That answered by fire. Hey, you are the Lord. That answered
by fire. If I were you, I would lay my hands.
You are the Lord Jehovah.
I'm beginning to pray.
You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. And answered by fire. Hey, you are the Lord that answered by fire. Hey, you are the Lord that answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. That answered by fire. Hey, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. That answered by fire. You are the Lord. That answered by fire. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. You are the Lord Jehovah. And answered by fire. You are the Lord.
I'll see you tomorrow
you
morning.
By
5:30 in the morning, 5:50 in the morning.
You
don't miss tomorrow
Lord
morning. This is a serious week of prayer. I'm seeing great
you
things happening
Lord
for you.
Jehovah.
I'm seeing great things happening in your life.
You are the Lord Jehovah.
Go home and let fire fall on your altar. And we shall gather here tomorrow with your family members and friends. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Whatever the enemy has done in your life, in your family, in your career, as a result of the time when your altar did not have fire, as we begin to engage heaven, you will see everything crumble. So let it be.